Tourists who chose this Monday and Tuesday for quick stopovers in Prague picked the worst possible time if they were hoping to see the area of Prague Castle. To put it bluntly, they won't. The castle and more immediate surroundings have been closed off as part of intense security in place ahead of the arrival of U.S. President George W. Bush. In terms of security, Prague has rarely seen anything like it, the closest example being perhaps a NATO summit in 2002. On Monday, Czech Gripens and L-159s will have swept Czech airspace prior to Air Force One's landing in Prague, and military helicopters too will be on standby. On the ground, 1,500 police officers as well as members of Czech intelligence will then cooperate with Mr. Bush's own security team in terms of guarding the president. In terms of Mr. Bush's visit, Tuesday will see the most important meetings. The U.S. president will meet at the castle with his counterpart Václav Klaus, together with Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek and others. Among issues to be discussed, one of the most important will no doubt be U.S. missile defense. The U.S. is negotiating with the Czech government the possibility of deploying an American radar base in the Czech Republic as part of a broader defense shield. But although the proposal has gotten initial backing from the government, opinion polls suggest that around 61% of Czechs are against. Monday will also see a demonstration on Hradčanské náměstí, the square next to Prague Castle. I spoke about that with one of the main organizers, Jan Tamáš, of the No to Bases initiative.
We want to make sure that our political leaders hear the message that majority of the Czechs oppose the system. And we also want to use this opportunity that Mr. Bush will be here to also let him hear the message that the majority of Czechs oppose the system, that we don't believe that it's going to make us or Europe or the whole world safer. We believe the contrary, that if we want to have a safer world, we need to begin disarming.
What about security? Given that security around the castle is going to be so heightened, do you have any concerns there that things could get out of hand?
Well, we certainly hope not. None of the demonstrations that we organized in the past turned out to be violent or there weren't any problems at all. And so we hope this one will again be in the same spirit. In case there are some problems, we will, of course, cooperate with the police. There are some negotiations with the police right now as to how the whole thing will be organized, you know, some final arrangement. So I would say we're hoping for the best, and I think it will be a peaceful demonstration and a non-violent one like all the ones before.
You mentioned the police. Have you been given any special instructions this time?
It seems that the police is much more heavily prepared for this demonstration. We almost feel like we're going to be encircled by policemen, and it seems that we will be in a sort of a cage. So that's certainly not a good feeling for demonstrators to feel like we're in a cage. There are also some reports that people will have difficulties getting in the demonstration because of the different streets that will be closed. We will do our best to allow everybody to get in and participate, and we are hoping that the demonstration will be a success.
Organizers say they originally expected a crowd of around 5,000, but now say the number may be smaller given difficulties of getting to the location.